This is the Composer's Datebook for July 21st. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1938, the Ballet Russe of Monte Carlo was in London, presenting a brand new work based on the life of St. Francis of Assisi entitled Nobilissima Visione. The choreography was by Leonid Massine, and the music by Paul Hindemith. The idea of a ballet based on St. Francis may have been suggested by Hindemith's wife, who had recently converted to Catholicism. The Hindemiths had visited the Church of Santa Croce in Florence and had been deeply impressed by its Renaissance frescoes depicting scenes from the life of St. Francis. In the 1930s, Hindemith was increasingly fascinated by the music of the past. He originally planned to use melodies from the French medieval composer Machaut in his St. Francis ballet, but ended up writing original themes in an archaic style instead. Whether presented as a staged ballet or in the composer's own concert arrangement, Nobilissima Visione proved to be one of Hindemith's most popular works and one that he often conducted himself. "My ballet is not an eye-catcher in the old style," wrote Hindemith in 1938. "It is not exactly full of sparkling wit, but all the same it makes a fine impression, with all the trappings of success that a composer greedy for recognition could wish." Even the earth-shaking impresario Saul Hurock was so impressed that he pressed me to his smart businessman's heart and is insisting on my conducting the piece myself in New York and surrounding villages. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.